there's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for less. And for a limited time, new customers receive their second month free when they sign up and use promo code MONTHFREE by May 31st. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
At JCPenney, fashion counts for everybody. And every body. The weather is getting warmer and it's time to swap my winter layers for fun, vibrant, and cool clothing. With so many fun things happening this spring, like Mother's Day and the Wind Down Tour, it's hard to find great looking clothes that fit you just right. That's why I love JCPenney. JCPenney has so many stylish and comfortable options for so many different body types. I've been blown away by their selection and everything hugs my body in all the right spots. Refresh your wardrobe this spring with style that gets you. Something to wear that fits your favorite moments of the season at prices that feel just as good. Discover brands that get you and put style and comfort first, like Worthington and Liz Claiborne for her, each in women's petite and plus sizes. Here, spring comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. JCPenney, make everybody count.
Welcome to Cavs HQ, presented by Betway. Thank you for joining us on the Cavaliers Audioverse. Now, here are your hosts, Tim Alcorn and Jim Jones.
Hi again, everybody, and welcome to Cavs HQ, presented by Betway on the Cavaliers Audioverse. Tim Alcorn along with Jim Jones. And Jim, we continue along this five-game road swing. The win over Phoenix last night, 1-1 through the first two ball games, and three more to come starting tomorrow night in Utah. But all in all, we're going to have an interesting show this week. Donovan Mitchell was named Eastern Conference Player of the Week, so we'll hear from Donovan. And a little bit later on in the show, we're going to touch base with your good buddy, my friend too, John Michael, who now, of course, is on the TV side doing work for Bally's. But a lot to talk about this week.
Yeah, it is. And we're moving right along in the season. We're at the midpoint of the season, so we can see light at the end of the tunnel. But we also have had a chance to evaluate this team. From training camp up until now, this is a greatly improved team with a lot of potential.
Certainly, it's going to be an interesting night for Donovan tomorrow night to go to his old stomping grounds. I'm sure that's going to be an interesting evening in Salt Lake.
Well, it always is when you get a chance to come back to where you started. And this kid put such an imprint on that city and on that team that it became Donovan's team. So for him to go back, I know they're going to honor him and well-deserved.
Well, we'll hear from Donovan in our next segment as he talked to the media after the game last night in Phoenix. And again, earlier today was named the Eastern Conference Player of the Week. So stay with us. Cavs HQ, presented by Betway, continues after this on the Cavaliers Audioverse.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snag a Job is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position: warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snag a Job's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text snag to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
Mitchell, line right, sends it up, no good, rebound, put back up and in, Donovan hit it, Donovan Mitchell followed his own miss. Mitchell, left wing, three, good, 66, 66 for Donovan Mitchell, 140, 130, look at Donovan Mitchell's grin. Mitchell. Out front, three ball is up, and good! 69! 69, say it with me, 69 for Donovan Mitchell!
Welcome back to Cavs HQ, presented by Betway on the Cavaliers Audioverse. Tim Elkhorn along with Jim Jones. And Jim, some great news for the Cavs. Earlier today, it was announced Donovan Mitchell got Player of the Week Award.
Well, well-deserved. I guess anyone to score 71 should be at least Player of the Week.
No doubt about it. So Donovan Mitchell, after the game on Sunday night against Phoenix, had a press conference. And obviously, here's Donovan's thoughts on the game against the Suns and certainly his upcoming trip to Utah when he'll return to the floor that he starred on for the Utah Jazz.
He's been that spark for us, you know, especially when we have myself and Darius going in different ways. He's been a guy that just comes in and doesn't know when he's going to get on the floor, doesn't know, and to come in every night. And I can't say a night where he hasn't been ready. Like, he's been ready every single time, and I think that just shows his maturity as a player, his professionalism, and, you know, I have nothing but positive things to say about Raul because he's been that way since I first met him in Utah.
This is one of those games where JB said, you know, we can't mess around in this one. We have to just come home with the win. Suns came back there, but what did you do in the fourth quarter, outscoring them 32-19?
Yeah, you know, at one point they only had six points. You know, we went on that run, and you know, the fact, you know, I said it to the guys, like, that's what we want to be. You know, that's who we're trying to be on a consistent basis. That level of effort, attention to detail, all four quarters. We did it in spurts, you know, and then we let them come back, and putting that together on a continuous basis. You can't mess around with a team like that. They got vets. Even though guys aren't playing, they got guys, like I said, that have been there continuously. And, you know, we turned it up to a whole different level the start of the fourth quarter. You got to give huge credit to that group that was in there. DG, Haul, Karis, Mar, Isaac, Ev. Like, those guys came in and basically won the game, you know, to be honest with you. They came in and just set that tone. And that's how we got to play, you know, all of us in different areas and different ways. And, you know, we looked like, you know, really good tonight. We got to keep it going.
17th game this season where you won by at least 10 points, leading the NBA in that category. Does that mean something?
You won by at least 10 points, mm-hmm. like 10 or more?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know that. Mm-hmm. You know, that just says a lot about, you know, just being able to put teams away. You know, we got to find ways. And we've had times, you know, at the beginning of the year where we weren't able to do that. You know, as we talked about, letting teams come back, and even sometimes losing games. So our growth from, what is it, November to about now, you can see it on a daily basis. And we're still growing. There's still a lot of things that we can get better at. But to see it naturally progress, you know, throughout these games, you know, it's exciting to see.
Do you need to approach for this game, especially coming off the Denver game? What did you see from your guys' approach coming into this one and throughout the game?
Coming in, you know, they were going to be fired up, you know, because we came in and you know, took care of home court there. You know, guys who don't necessarily play as much coming in, getting their chance to, you know, really show what they can do. They got talented guys, you know, then we didn't get discouraged. We came out, I think it was 16-10. They hit some shots. And as the quarter went on, next thing you know, it was like 26-16, you know, or whatever it was. Just continuously, you know, staying even keel, you know, not getting too high, too low. I had some dumb turnovers that kind of led them to push back. And, you know, we were able to recover and fix back. Even the fast breaks, we're sprinting back, you know, not fouling, forcing turnovers. You know, it just speaks to our level of, you know, maturism, you know, continuously, you know, throughout the year. And, you know, it's good to see that, you know, on a consistent basis.
What was the competition that, like, the first quarter to kind of reset you guys, especially offensively?
Honestly, it was just, like, come on. Like, you know, it's first when they went up 16-10, we called that timeout. it's like, come on. You know, he made it a point to focus on the starters for us to set that tone. We didn't do a great job of that to start the game, but for us to bounce back the way we did, it's huge.
You were on the bench for the start of the fourth quarter, so you watched the team go on a 26-5 run. What's it like being an observer to that?
Man, it's one of the best things to see because it's different guys in different areas. You know, it's coming from different areas. Like, it's all defense. You look at our effort, our intensity, the way we were able to guard, you know, guys really all 1 through 5. You know, guards getting rebounds, bigs getting there, switching, you know, getting a contest, pushing the pace, getting the floor, running the floor, getting layups. Like, we did all the little things necessary to go out there and win, you know, and I think that's great to see from the sideline. And, you know, having guys continuously lift the group up, no matter who's out there. That's a sign of a team that's really trying to, you know, excel at the highest level. You know, it doesn't matter who's on the floor, we're going to go out there and continuously, you know, play at that level. And we did it tonight, and that was great.
Dwayne Washington hits that corner three, gives them one of their first leads of the game, and JB calls timeout. He looked pretty miffed from where we were sitting. What was the tone of his message during that timeout?
We did that to ourselves. You know, you look at the intensity right before that shot, you know, he's comfortable. They were all comfortable. You know, I gap a screen. Mikal Bridges gets to his right hand to a pull-up. You know, we go under a screen, or we don't get back on defense. Dwayne Washington hits a three. Then he hits the corner three because he's feeling comfortable. Like, all those stuff, all that led up to them just being comfortable, you know. And then as soon as we turn it around, and then even to start the fourth, like, you saw our intensity just, you know, take another leap. And that's what we got to do in all four quarters. You know, it's great that we did it, you know, when it mattered most. But continuously having that mental, you know, fortitude and focus on that, you know, for the full 48, that's the level of growth that we're trying to get to.
Now that this is over, you're heading back to Salt Lake City. What do you think the response to you coming back should be?
I don't know. I mean, you know, we did a lot of great things there. You know, obviously we didn't accomplish our end goal. You know, I don't know what the response will be. I hope it's cheers. You know, I had a lot of positives, you know, despite not winning a championship. That's not, you know, it's not easy. Only one team that does it, you know, and we had 5 cracks at it, and we missed, you know. And at the end of the day, they're playing well. Lori's playing out of his mind. They got a great group over there, a great group of coaches. And, you know, for me, just we got to get another win on the road, you know, understanding that obviously there's going to be a lot of stuff going on, but we just got to get another win on the road as a group.
What are your expectations going back into that environment, back into that building?
I don't know. I mean, to be honest, after what really helped me was going back home after the summer I had. So then I kind of was like emotional and kind of being able to, you know, I didn't play my best because I was all over the place, you know, with all that stuff. So now coming back to Utah, I've had time to like understand, like, okay, you know, make it booed and make it cheered. You know, I've been there for 5 years. You know, it's going to see a lot of familiar faces. There's going to be people there that you know and see. But understanding that, you know, it's a lot of great memories, man. That's it. And, you know, just like I said, we got to find a way to run the road. It's a tough place to play. You know, it's a tough place to play.
So, Jim, again, a well-deserved honor for Donovan Mitchell as he's named the Eastern Conference Player of the Week. And certainly it just shows the value that he has brought to this Cavaliers organization.
Yeah, he's been fantastic. He has the ability to take us to the next level. So this is the most optimistic I've seen this Cavalier team since 2016.
Good stuff for Donovan Mitchell. Again, congratulations as he earns the Eastern Conference Player of the Week award. We'll take a quick time out. There's a lot more to come on Cavs HQ, presented by Betway. So stay with us on the Cavaliers Audioverse.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snagajob is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position. warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer? Yeah, Snagajob's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text snag to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
Come fly with me, let's fly away. If you can use some exotic booze, there's a bar in far Bombay. Come on and fly.
Welcome back,
with
Cavs
me.
HQ, presented let's by Betway on the Cavaliers Audioverse. Great to have you with us on this Monday night, and great to have joining us Joe Gabriel, Joe G from Cavs.com. Joe, I've been in the broadcasting business for 37 years now. I've done interviews in all sorts of unique places and under bizarre situations. I've never done an interview 30,000 feet in the air.
Yeah, this is a first for me too, Tim. I'm looking out at the wing right now. It's like the Twilight Zone.
Of course, we're on our way to Salt Lake City, Cavs and Jazz tomorrow night. It'll be game three of this five-game road swing. Things opened up on Friday with the loss in Denver, but Cavs bounced back last night. A nice win against the Suns. Everybody pretty much played, and boy, Howell Neto off the bench with a great contribution.
Yeah, Phoenix is glad they don't have to see him anymore this year. He was great last night. And also, I like the combination of LeVert, Darius Garland, and Neto, which I think, I don't know if I've seen that this year, but boy, that was a really effective combination. And Hau is really, he's making a case to be in the rotation for the second half of the season, big time.
Well, there's no doubt about that. And I know you asked JB about that combination that you referred to earlier, and in listening to his response in the post game after the game last night against Phoenix, it sounds like we could be seeing more of that.
Yeah, and I mean, I know JB, you know, Caris LeVert has kind of been underrated this season. He's like a coach's dream because you've been able to pop him in anywhere. Bring him off the bench, start him small forward, guard, ball handler, playmaker. He's been able to do a little bit of everything. So I think you can almost put him with any combination. But last night, he was tremendous last night.
Again, we're talking with Joe G. as Joe Gabriel from Cavs.com stops by to pay us a visit here on Cavs HQ. And Joe, everybody talking about the fact this is the midway point. We're halfway home, 41 games in. So just your observations of the first half of the season.
Well, I mean, obviously the big story, especially heading back into Salt Lake City for the official first half of the season, has been Donovan Mitchell, the Eastern Conference play of the week. All things have gone through him. He's kind of established himself kind of as the leader of the team. I think the biggest takeaway, and you heard JB say it yesterday, the team has not been whole or healthy. Still having a great record, number four in the East, but I think they've done really well with a patchwork lineup a lot of nights. I'm looking forward to seeing what this team's like when Ricky gets back for the second half.
Joe, it's hard to believe we're at the halfway point because it seems like yesterday we were in preseason and training camp. But looking back to that, JB and Kobe Altman and really the organization as a whole pretty much honed in on the fact that this would be a stronger second-half team because guys had to get used to playing with one another, and Ricky was going to have to return in the second half and so forth. So it bodes very well that they put 26 wins together and they haven't had that full allotment, as you just alluded to.
Big time, and you know how I feel about Ricky. I think he galvanizes this team. I thought he did so last year. I thought he was the one factor that kind of taught this team how to win in many ways, and I think he galvanizes the team. And I also think... I call him the fifth gear, and that we're cruising along in fourth gear now. We're about to hit fifth gear when Ricky comes back.
Speaking of cruising along, we're cruising smoothly at 30,000 feet as we talk to Joe Gabriel on Cavs HQ, presented by Betway. Joe, I want to switch over to the defensive side of the ball. Cavs last night, for the second time in less than a week, held Phoenix to 98 points. They're number one in the NBA in holding teams under 100. 15 times this year they've done it. And when you think back, it was a ball club a couple of years ago that was near the bottom, sometimes at the very bottom of the league defensively. It's been a remarkable turnaround. Who or what player deserves credit for that?
Well, I mean, again, you've got to look at your big men and the fact that they allow guys on the perimeter to make mistakes if they have to. When you've got those two big guys in the middle and you can force everything to them, and, you know, Jared and Evan are a couple of, they're big-time erasers. So when that defense can funnel anybody into those two guys, I think that, hey, making it tough as the rim is the key to defense.
And obviously, as we look ahead to the next 41 games and hopefully some games beyond that in postseason, in the end, it's going to be defense that will carry you.
Absolutely. I mean, again, you've seen it during the regular season and especially this season. Guys are scoring like crazy. As the season wears on, especially once we get to April and May, the 49-point games are going to stop. The fun time's going to be over. And, hey, we can rest our hat on the defensive end. And I don't know if I've ever seen a Cavaliers team when they want to shut somebody down. You saw it last night. When they, you know, I mean, they held Phoenix to 6 points for most of that fourth quarter. When they turn up their defense, that fuels their offense. And, again, we always talk about culture. That's something they can hang their hat on. They are a defensive team. They're the top defensive team.
Joe G, before we let you go, I mentioned first time I've ever done an interview at 30,000 feet. Earlier today, the first time I've ever seen an NBA coach bring a bunch of guys out to play water balloon and throw a football around. But it just kind of shows you that JB knows when to push it and when to let off a little bit.
Absolutely. I mean, that's like, you know, you always hear the expression, the team-building exercise. That's what that was, man. It was nice. It was, hey, the guys, they've been playing hard. The trip can be a grind. You don't want to grind these guys down. Let them have some fun. We had a nice water balloon fight. I don't know if you got splashed at all.
Well, that's a whole nother story for a whole nother Cavs HQ.
JB got soaked pretty good, I know that.
Hey, I'm glad we didn't hit any turbulence during this conversation, so I'll let you get back to your seat. Always appreciate the time, and we'll see you in Salt Lake.
Sounds good, Tim. Thank you.
All righty. Joe Gabriel of Cavs.com joining us here on Cavs HQ, presented by Betway. We're going to have a conversation with J. Mike. John Michael will join us right after this on the Cavaliers Audioverse.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snag a Job is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position: warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snag a Job's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text SNAG to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
Recently, several unexpected customers found a new cashier at their register while they checked out their groceries. They discovered members of the Cleveland Cavaliers team ringing them up at Giant Eagle. Not only did the players check out the items, but the team also took care of the bill, offering an amazing act of kindness right during the holidays as part of the annual supermarket surprise and delight. Cavs in the Community is brought to you by Discount Drug Mart. We'll be back with more Cavs HQ presented by Betway right after this on the Cavaliers Audioverse.
He has played 42 minutes as Donovan Mitchell zigzags inside, floats it up and floats it in. 52 now for Mitchell. Mitchell pulls up. Down. Rebounded by LeVert. Here's Mitchell. He just flew right past Levine. Mitchell to the basket. Puts it up and in. Mitchell wants it. He gets it. Mitchell steps back. Knocks it down. 66 points as the Donovan Mitchell show continues. A historic all-time great performance here in downtown Cleveland.
Welcome back, Cavs HQ, presented by Betway on the Cavaliers Audioverse. Tim Elkhorn along with Jim Jones. Cavs getting ready to take on the Utah Jazz on Tuesday night. It'll be game three of this five-game road swing. Cavs have split the first two, losing Friday night in Denver and then coming back on Sunday night with a win over the Phoenix Suns. And not only have Jim Jones and yours truly had the chance to call those games on the Cavs Audioverse, but on the television side with Bally's, John Michael has enjoyed those first two games as well. So, J. Mike, first of all, welcome back to Cavs HQ. And as we size up this team, we're at the halfway point of the year. We're exactly at the midpoint, 41 games in. Just your overall thoughts on this team halfway through.
Well, first things first, I'll take 26 wins at the midway point of the season. I mean, I think you have to be happy with where this team is, especially considering Jimmy Bickerstaff was asked the other day, you know, what he anticipates in the second half. And the first thing out of his mouth, he said, was health. You know, he said this team still hasn't been at full strength. The Cavs are awaiting the return of Ricky Rubio, which is imminent, which they're hoping will happen during this trip. But when this team is at full strength, it's going to be exciting to see. But, man, they've been able to navigate a number of different injury situations, particularly in that backcourt. They're sitting here with 26 wins at the halfway point. So it's been something special so far, and hopefully it's trending, continuing to trend in the right direction.
Jimmy?
Yeah, I have to agree with John. John, one of the things, that Donovan Mitchell move to get Donovan Mitchell, talk a little bit about where that puts us.
Well, I think, when you look at last season coming down the stretch, particularly after the injury to Jared Allen, Darius Garland was carrying so much of the load, and teams were loading up on Darius and were able to slow the Cavaliers down. You can't do that anymore. And Donovan has been not only as advertised, but to me, better than advertised. I mean, I don't know about you guys, but Jimmy, we always saw him twice a year in Utah playing for the Western Conference. And you think, yeah, he's a pretty good scorer. He's a nice player. He's an all-star, no question about it. He gets here and you see him every day in practice, and it has been something special. I didn't realize how strong he was. I didn't realize how committed to team he is. You know, I mean, he could have come here and said, listen, I'm a three-time All-Star. I'm going to show the city of Cleveland, I'm going to show the Eastern Conference that I can average 26 points a game that I'd average for my five-year career. But he came in here and wanted to win, you know, and even when you look at the 70-point game, he had 11 assists in that ball game. So I think it's been something that's really been fun to watch, the team concept for Mitchell and just what he's done with his club.
What does it say about the Cavs culture that he has fit in so well and that he has blended it? I mean, he made the effort to do that, but on the flip side, he has blended in beautifully because he's been accepted.
Yeah, one thing it says, you hear this Cavs culture behind us right now. You know, the Cavs are out here in practice just enjoying each other's company. I think culture-wise, he fits. You know what I mean? I think it's a group of selfless individuals. I really do. And I think it's an authentic chemistry among these guys, which you're hearing right here, here at practice right now behind us. So, yeah, I think the fit is great. I think, you know, when you look at the timing in terms of salaries, this is the time you have to do it. I mean, you have Evan Mobley under contract. Darius Garland just got re-signed. Jared Allen was re-signed. So if you're going to go forward with this young core, here's where you make a move. And that's precisely what the Cavs did. And, you know, it's a situation where you got to be right. You know, if you make a move like this, you got to get the right guy. And so far, boy, it appears that the Cavs certainly have.
So speaking of culture and chemistry, we should let Cavs fans and listeners know that we're actually sitting outside here in Arizona today. Cavs brought the guys out. They actually had a water balloon toss amongst the guys. They're throwing footballs around. But I think that ties into what we were just talking about, the culture of this team, Jim, that JB knows when to push the pedal and kind of when to take a foot off the gas a little bit.
Yeah, I think that's important because each coach should know what he has. And I don't know if they could have done this last year. You know, but you can do it this year. There's different expectations. There's different pressures. The thing that I think about this team, we're awfully talented, especially at the guard position. Most teams only have one defensive guard that may be able to stay with one of your starters competitively, but he's probably not a starter, you know. But here we have three or four, and then the resurrection of Raul Neto has been incredible. So the Cavs are stacked. They need a couple of other pieces, but if they don't get those pieces, still anything can happen because no one has really been definitive in the NBA as to being a super team yet.
Again, we're talking with John Michael on Cavs HQ, presented by Betway. Great to have you with us. We're outdoors here in Arizona. We're near the Phoenix Airport as well, as you hear the planes going overhead.
I tell you what, it's nice. It is really nice being out here right now. Piggybacking a little bit on what you said, Jim, about Coach Bickerstaff knowing what he has and Raul Neto. You look back to last night's game, right? JB used eight players in the first half. As that game wears on and Phoenix is hanging around, the Cavs are looking for a spark. JB in that second half goes to two defensive players, Lamar Stevens and Raul Neto, and Neto shut Dwayne Washington's water right off. The former Buckeye, who really was cooking through three quarters, couldn't get anything going. And if you look back at that fourth quarter, I was watching some of the tape just today, Neto was denying Washington the ball all over the floor. You know, JB knows that he has those bullets, knows that he has those players, goes to players 9 and 10 in that second half, and boy, it paid dividends. The Cavs were all over the Suns in that fourth quarter and basically ran him out of the building.
Oh, this is going to be one of the more interesting Cavs HQ shows we've ever done as we sit here on the side. They have turned the sprinklers on. Now, we're not getting wet, but we are getting a little bit sprayed on as we continue our conversation with John Michael. Jim, are you still dry?
Yeah, I am. I like it out here. I like it out here, you know, because I see why most kids that live in the Midwest want to go west. The sunshine.
Let's turn it back to basketball. John, did anything surprise you about the first half of the year?
That's an interesting question. I'm a little surprised at how well this team has meshed so far. And you knew that they had the pieces, but you also knew that the learning curve was going to be at times extreme. But it almost didn't feel that way in the first half. Even during the preseason, you saw that I think the Cavs had something. Now, that said, I think the Garland-Mitchell backcourt still has some fine-tuning to do in moving forward. Not just in terms of playing with each other, but also when they're on the floor together, getting the big men involved. So I think that's something that needs to progress as the second half continues, and it will. But, man, it's been good to watch. And you know, Jim, what do you say about the defense? You know, two seasons ago, this defense was ranked 25th. Last season, it skyrocketed to 5th. Now we're talking about a defense that's been 1 or 2 all season long. And you have those two anchors in the middle in Evan Mobley and Jared Allen. And, man, you want to talk about having a nice backbone for being able to win ball games. You rely on that defense, you're going to go a long way.
Yeah, you know, they talk about the Cavs' fourth quarter and second half exploits. I just think they wear teams down, John, because they challenge you from the first play to the end of the game. They're switching, they're aggressive, they're physical, and as you mentioned earlier, they have some defensive combinations they can put on the floor.
Again, we're talking with John Michael. He's our guest this week on Cavs HQ, presented by Betway. We'll take a quick timeout. When we come back, we'll hear more from J. Mike we may hear more airplanes. We may hear more sprinklers and guys throwing footballs around here in Arizona. It's been a fun show so far, so stay with us. Coming back after this on the Cavaliers Audioverse.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snag a Job is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position. Warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer? Yeah, Snagajob's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text snag to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
Mitchell late in the shot clock has to make something out of nothing, and that's precisely what he does.
That's what he do.
That's what he do.
Let's see if they settle that down and go back to the meat and potatoes of attacking this team at the rim.
LeVert takes it toward the basket, found the cutter in Love, and Love throws it down.
Nostradardi calls it again.
Yes, yes.
JB just echoed that exact message as Mitchell with the intercept. Allen runs the floor and thunders it home.
Welcome back. Cavs HQ presented by Betway on the Cavaliers Audioverse. Tim Elkhorn along with Jim Jones. Great to have you with us on this Monday night. Cavs in the midst of a five-game road swing. Game three of that road trip tomorrow night, as the Cavs will be in Utah to take on the Jazz. Cavs have split the first two games of the road trip so far, and we're halfway through the campaign. Cavs at 26-15 at the midway point of this season. John, it's interesting when I watch the games back on Bally's to hear the different perspectives of the guys that you worked with. Of course, you have the coaching perspective of Mike Fratello. You've got AC, who was tremendous in the backcourt, a great guard in his playing career, and of course, Brad down there in the paint. So each one offers a little bit of a unique analysis to it.
Yeah, and it's nice. And to be able to throw different things, obviously, off those guys, as you well know, it makes for, you know, not only a good perspective for the fans, but also for me as well. You know, you learn a little bit every day if you keep your mouth shut and your ears open of being around those guys. So, yeah, without question, it's been nice.
Jim?
John, we're playing all these West Coast teams, and everybody's talking about the East is tougher, but it looks like the West is trying to get their act together. They've got a few shining stars that have been pretty consistent for the last couple of weeks.
Yeah, I was really impressed with Denver and Nick Jokic and what they did. And, you know, it's a team that for a while has been able to trying to surround them with the right pieces. When healthy, that's a tough-looking team. And, you know, I don't think Jamal Murray is 100% yet. I think he's still working his way back. Once he gets there, if Michael Porter can also stay healthy, that's a team. I like some of the pieces they brought in, and Bruce Brown, their bench, looks a lot better than it used to. Still might be a, you know, I'm not going to say a weak spot, but a spot that people point to if they don't like Denver, you know, to get out of the West. But I think they've done a really nice job in surrounding those players, which isn't easy. Three max guys. They have three max contracts, and to try to fill the rest of the gaps, that is not an easy task. But I think Denver's done a nice job. That's a good-looking team. Memphis. We haven't seen Memphis yet. We're going to see them next week. This is a stretch, by the way, of 9 straight games against Western Conference opponents, which is really rare. I mean, I actually thought about that just yesterday. We need to look up when's the last time the Cavs have played 9 straight against Western Conference opponents. So we're getting a nice look around the league. It's not the easiest of stretches. Utah's going to be fun tomorrow. I mean, right, Donovan Mitchell's back. Lauri Markkanen's having a heck of a season, making a bid for his first All-Star appearance. So there's obviously some good teams out there and in the Western Conference, and we're getting a sampling of all of them at the same time here over the next couple of weeks.
John, you mentioned this run of games against Western Conference teams, and of course, not only the Cavs, but pretty much everybody at the halfway point of the season, even if it's not the exact numerical number 41. So let's transition to the East. How do you stack up teams in the Eastern Conference now that we've gone through half of the campaign?
It's interesting. I mean, Brooklyn, we've seen what they've done. And everybody knows that if Brooklyn, you know, can get everything off the court together, that there is a group of terrific talent there. I think also that Brooklyn's done a nice job putting some pieces in place around those bigger stars, which makes this team difficult to handle right now. So that certainly is a team to watch. I at the beginning of the season, I like Milwaukee as my favorite Eastern Conference team. I still do, even though they've been up and down a little bit over the last couple of weeks, in big part because of injury. But I think Milwaukee, when healthy, is the deepest and most dangerous team. And obviously Boston, we've seen what they've done. So, I mean, they're really good teams right now at the top of the East. Don't forget about the Sixers in the Cavs rearview mirror, another team that, when healthy, can be really dangerous. And the Sixers went a long way toward improving that bench. You look at Denver, you know, Denver, you know, they put some nice pieces in place, but the Sixer bench was really their downfall over the last couple of seasons. They go out bringing some defensive-minded players in D'Anthony Melton, Daniel House, obviously Montrezl Harrell, P.J. Tucker, all right in that same, you know, the same type of player that they needed, and to provide some support to that bench, which was a bench that was much maligned over the last couple of seasons. So those are some dangerous teams. Hey, don't forget, too, you know, you look back into the 6 and 7 spot, Cavs are going to have to keep rolling because teams are winning in the Eastern Conference. So no time to relax here at the midway point of the season. They have to keep going. They want to stay in the top 6.
Again, great insight from J. Mike John Michael as he joins us here on Cavs HQ, presented by Betway. John, of course, the television voice of the Cavaliers with Bally's. Jim?
Yeah, one thing, John, and JB says so many unique things. One of the things that he mentioned is the high scoring. All of a sudden, everybody's scoring 115 to 150. Really? Yes. One of the things that I asked him, what was the reasoning? And he said, this is what the league wanted. It's just taken 2 or 3 years for them to develop this style of play, because the players are definitely more skilled than when I played. They just don't have experience. But, John, they can score.
Boy, we're seeing some huge individual games, right? I mean, it's almost every week we're seeing a 50-point game. And, oh, yeah, our guy happened to get 70 just the other night. So it's really been something to watch. And the scoring, you had a feeling this was going to take place with, the, you know, all of the threes that are now in today's game. And I love talking to you, Jim and AC, about how it's now an offensive player's game. You can't slow the restriction of movement. What was that back 10, 20, 30 years ago?
John, I'm a 25-point scorer today.
That's what you did to defend, restrict movement. Like that's how you did it. So, yeah, it's an offensive player's game right now, and we're seeing it in scoring, I guess. Hey, if people like it, that's where the game's going. But, man, there's a lot of talent, a lot of individual talent around the league. And this league, like JB said just last night, is in a really, really good place right now.
By the way, before we wrap things up, we were outside doing this interview with J. Mike. We mentioned there was a water balloon toss amongst the players. They were throwing a football around. We've heard about Donovan Mitchell's great athleticism. He was an awesome baseball player before he decided to go the basketball route. I think he could have been a great quarterback. Did you see the athletic moves and the throws he was making?
Yeah, well, he is. And, you know, in today's game, it takes that. Unless you're Jokic. You see where I'm going. Yeah, Donovan is an exceptional athlete. And, John, I'm so happy we have him. What a great fit.
Yeah, he's been terrific. I mean, I can't say enough good things. His attitude, really, more so than anything else, when he was acquired, you remember that Kobe Altman said, we're not acquiring Donovan Mitchell, the player. We're acquiring Donovan Mitchell, the person. And that's gone a long way, and that's been prophetic. I mean, that's how he's been over his first handful of months.
Right, no doubt. Jay, Mike, as always, great to talk to you. I know we got a little bit wet out here when the sprinklers went off and the planes flying overhead. May have been one of the more unique interviews I've done in my 30 years of broadcasting, but great to have you on. We appreciate it. Great job on Bally's, and here's to a fun second half of the season.
Always fun, guys. Thanks so much.
All right, John Michael joining us here on Cavs HQ, presented by Betway. We'll take a quick time out, and we'll put the finishing touches on this week's show following this on the Cavaliers Audioverse.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snag a Job is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position. Warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer? Yeah, Snagajob's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text snag to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
That's going to do it for this week's edition of Cavs HQ, presented by Betway on the Cavaliers Audioverse. And Jim, before we wrap things up, boy, some great thoughts there from John Michael. An interesting background to conduct that interview with Jay Mike, but some great insights. And, of course, we heard from Donovan Mitchell earlier on the program. Congratulations to him on Eastern Conference Player of the Week. And now we move on to Utah, game three of this five-game road swing. And all in all, a quick look at how you think things have gone on the first two games.
Well, I said before the road trip that if our bench had started to improve, and they have, our bench has gotten better. You know, and when you're playing on the road, especially when you're playing every other day, fatigue becomes a factor, and you do need your bench. And so far, we've found three or four guys off that bench that have been very effective. I call them Kevin Love's bench.
Well, he certainly is the leader of that bench unit. There's no doubt about that. Jim, looking back on your playing days, I know Donovan and I talked about this last night during the man-to-man, and JB alluded to it a couple of days ago. These road trips are long. But that being said, it can bond a team. It can draw them together. Are there instances where you recall that happening, where you kind of get with your teammates and it's a us-against-the-world mentality?
Well, you know, you're here together, you know, for at least 18 out of 24 hours. So naturally there's going to be some bonding. But it's all about relationships. It's all about playing for your teammate, and he's playing for you. All of that's reinforced and magnified when you spend as much time as we're going to spend and have been spending together.
Without a doubt it. So again, the road trip continues tomorrow night in Salt Lake as the Cavaliers will be taking on the Jazz. That game will tip off at 9 o'clock, which means the Huntington tip-off show will come your way at 8:30 right here on the Cavaliers Audioverse. Well, this has been a unique show to put together, so all sorts of people to thank. Of course, the dynamic duo back in the studios of Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse, who do a great job. Our senior producer, Kurt McLaughlin, along with technical director, Marty Allen. Huge thank you, of course, to John Michael. He knows an awful lot about the radio side of the Cavalier business, but it was great to have John on as far as his thoughts and his perspective as the television voice of the Cavaliers on Bally's. Jim Jones, great big thank you to you. And, of course, the biggest thanks goes to you, the listeners. We'll all get back together again on Tuesday. The Cavs and the Jazz in Utah. Again, that game's going to tip off at 9 o'clock, which means the Huntington Tip-Off Show will come your way at 8:30 along the Cavaliers Audioverse. So until then, this is Tim Elkhorn saying once again, thank you very much for listening. And so long, everybody.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.